Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, we're in the middle of a record-setting run on guns, and there's a lot of store shelves that are bare. And right now, firearms and ammunition manufacturers are producing as much as they can. But some gun owners are beginning to get very concerned about how long the shortage might last. I know a couple of guys that just bought like 300 blackout rifles. Very hard to find ammo for those, as an example. Media outlets across the country are now starting to pay attention to the ammunition shortage. We get this from Texas at Past and Blast in Whitesboro. Firearm sales have been surging since the coronavirus pandemic began. Owner Matt Whitmire says it's the best numbers he's seen in the last 8 years. Said he has plenty of guns, but it's ammunition that he and the other gun store owners across the country are hurting for. Then we go to Virginia. In March, we started to see some of the ammo SKUs that we purchase frequently be less available, said Safeside Tactical co-owner Mitchell Tyler, adding that other gun shops and ranges are seeing the same thing. It's just kind of become progressively worse. At this point, we are really expecting this to go well into summer. Then here in my state in South Carolina, Hunter's headquarters manager Jacob Harris attributes the surge in sales to first-time gun buyers, which made up an estimated 60% of sales over the past 6 months. He said sometimes during election years and other sorts of crisis, it seems to drive new buyers because they feel unsafe, and the best way for them to feel safe is to protect themselves with a firearm. A lot of people flock to firearms when they start to be less comfortable in their homes. He said, although his store still has ammunition and most models of firearms, staff is limiting the number of boxes of ammo per day per customer. So clearly, the demand for both guns and ammunition has been off the charts for months. But then the situation has also been compounded by rising prices for common materials like copper and lead. That's a thing. You know, that is a thing. It's a big thing. This may limit ammunition manufacturers' ability to quickly ramp up production. Now, you're saying, why copper? Well, a lot of ammunition purveyors have gone to copper bullets. Because copper bullets do not fragment. They may lose their shape, but they don't come apart. They stay together. And, of course, then lead, you know. And there's been some good news on that end in recent weeks, because copper miners in Chile ended a strike a couple of weeks ago, and some employees at several copper mining and processing facilities in Arizona and Texas are going back to work after a strike that began last October. Which nobody told me about that one. Some ammunition manufacturers are also beginning to take the plunge and invest millions of dollars in expanding their operations to produce more ammunition. In July, they of America announced that they're expanding operations at their Little Rock, Arkansas plant, where 85 workers will soon be producing centerfire ammunition. And Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson said, these are good paying jobs that will make a difference in our community. And most importantly, I hope that this is a partnership that will lead to future growth down the road. And the jobs are great, especially at a time when our nation's unemployment rate is still in double digits. But still, I'm guessing most gun owners are more excited to hear about the increased production for some common self-defense calibers. But right now, the ammunition industry is caught in the middle of unprecedented demand and more supply problems than they're used to. But of the two, I'd say it's the demand that's really keeping the store shelves bare at the moment. I had yesterday the Staccato C2 came to me. And when I go and shoot and film this gun, I will be conscious the whole time of how much ammo I'm shooting with it. I'm hoping to hold that at 250 rounds. So, demand is likely to actually increase as we get closer to Election Day. And if Joe Biden and Kamala Harris actually win in November, well, I would think between November and January, Americans will be buying up every round they can in advance of the most anti-gun ticket in history taking office. But there's a few questions that will remain about that. I've heard that there's sort of a shortage of primers. The crazy thing is when I went and had my back done today, and one of the guys that works in that office, he's a old-time reloader. And he brought some ammo prices to me from Winchester in 1950. Especially right now. Right now, there's some places where you can be expected to spend up to $450, $500 for 1,000 rounds of 9mm. In 1950, 1,000 rounds of 9mm was $36. That was a pretty good price point, huh? When I picked up the Staccato pistol, I asked what kind of ammunition they had on hand, what kind of self-defense ammunition they had on hand, and it was $36 for 20 rounds. So, yes, ammunition is it's a thing right now. There are some places that do have ammunition. But this is something to pay attention to. I'm not – normally when I – like with this gun, I would test some self-defense ammunition just to see what kind of handling I can expect out of it. Instead, I'm going to use the hottest training ammo I have and see what I get out of that. And then I'm going to conserve my self-defense ammo. But if it came down to it, I mean, if it came to it and I needed to use training ammo in a armed conflict, that's not something that I'm going to sit back and go, you know, this is really not good for this kind of an armed conflict. I really need expanding rounds. I'm not going to do that. But I talk with Roger Ward at Ace Firearms, and he is also a LEO ammunition provider. So he has a pretty good way of getting ammo when he needs to. And even that is getting a little constrained. So I'm hearing two different things right now. But there seems to be a shortage in other aspects as well, like brass casings and primers. So we will see where this goes. All I would say is this. Make sure that you have all the guns you need, and make sure you have plenty of ammo between now and November. I've heard it said by some people, well, you can't have possibly enough ammo for what's coming up when Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And, you know, that will be one of the things that popped their cork. But, you know, if you didn't know that was coming already, I've been anticipating this for years. This chasm that's between us, and I mean, it's sad, but we better face it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. Well, you know, this past week, in that one moment, the election of 2020 changed completely. Or did it? The radical Marxist anti-American left, those who are threatening and then delivering violence every time they don't get their way, attempting to commit vote fraud and reckless use of mail-in ballots, are still spewing spittle every time the president's name is mentioned. Would have you believe that if the president names a replacement for Associate Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, They will have all the justification they need to burn things, cheat on Election Day, and spit in your face. Now, there are a few reasons. There are a few reasons why Ginsburg's passing will influence November the 3rd. But more likely than not, it changes the presidential race very little. But we're going to find out. Now, much of the media debate about whether or not the confirmation should occur is wrapped up in a silly argument. The Democrats are shrieking hypocrisy, and the media is parroting this. And cue the condensing B shots to camera A from Anderson Cooper and Jake Tapper. The argument will be that McConnell is doing something inconsistent with his past actions, but he actually isn't. McConnell believed that when the voters had put opposite parties in charge of the executive branch and the Senate, that in an election year it should be the voters that decide which party they wish to see settle the question. In doing so, he kept his historical precedent. The voters have spoken clearly in that while they changed the leadership in the People's House, they saw to it to leave the Senate and the presidency in the same hands in 2018. Knowing that judges are one of the most vital issues the Senate deals with, the people said clearly they wanted Republicans to make the judicial decision until the next Senate is seated. The president and McConnell are correct in understanding that their obligation as office holders is to carry out their function as the voters have determined. Now, from both a legal obligation and an optics perspective, a president is always expected to act. There's never no go to idle thing here. There's never no hold up right there. Just sit in place. Even though Obama had an uphill battle with Judge Garland's nomination, he still owed it to the American people to put forward a name. Oddly, Obama seldom felt the need to nominate judges. More than 100 vacancies in the courts that he left unfulfilled failed his party. Upon election, Trump and McConnell recognized and have successfully implemented single biggest legacy the Trump presidency will leave behind, a complete reshaping of American jurisprudence, exclusively from an originalist perspective. That's a big deal. The media will be at their megaphone, and Pelosi and Schumer, they will cluck their tongues in disgust. They are actually the ones who have dealt in bad faith with American people. Phony Russia probes, which was based on lying to the courts, complete hypocrisy and dishonesty on impeachment, and a transparent willingness to manipulate anything from a pandemic to anarchists burning their nation down without so much as a whiff of criticism to achieve dishonest outcomes. These are their tactics, not those of law-abiding citizens. Now, whether or not a new Supreme Court justice can be seated in 40 days seems to, you know, that may be rather opportunistic or optimistic anyway. Kavanaugh's confirmation took twice as long, but they have to begin the process. Early voting has begun in some states, and it is important for the president to make his consistent intention clear. He's been elected to put Scalia-mold judges on the court. Voters see his intention to keep that promise clearly, regardless of what some washed-up actresses from cheesy B-level vampire movies are screaming about on Twitter. So while the national freakout from Hollywood actresses and Twitter blowhards and other loudest voices at the bar may be seething with full-blown rage, it's important to understand that this historical presidency was put there for this very time. If Democrats had control of the Senate and the presidency, they would pound through a nominee. In our history, no less than 5 times the party holding both spots did the same. And whether or not they do will be up to the Senate. The president will and must put forward a nominee. It would be prudent for that nominee to be confirmed and seated before November the 3rd. It will likely fire up the voters who are passionate about the courts. Trump promised a slate of originalist judges when he campaigned in his first term. And his base obviously cares strongly. This is why they elected him in the lopsided Electoral College win in 2016. And he's kept this promise nearly 300 times, including 2 pretty good picks in the Supreme Court. Nominating Ginsburg's replacement, Justice Ginsburg's replacement, while paying respect to her length of service and her tenacity for life, would sort of be the ultimate promise kept. it would be another moment of historical prominence. You're going to hear a variety of things coming out about all of this nonsense that we're about to see. This is going to ramp up. Now, for his part, I think the senators in on the Judicial Committee, they're going to hold the hearings. I think Graham will run this through pretty quick. I don't think he's going to allow for any stall tactics. And, you know, they have confirmed Supreme Court justices in as little as 17 days. And the latest Supreme Court justices, of course, like, I don't remember how long it took for Sotomayor. I think it was, it wasn't, I don't remember which one it was, but 17 days. That's pretty good, pretty good. They could confirm this guy if they go by precedent. I don't know. How many times? What do you think? 3-4? So, we'll see what we're going to see. This is going to get ugly, and I am eagerly anticipating that, simply because this is one of these things where we look around and we should be saying to ourselves, they will, when in the last thing with Kavanaugh, that was an ugly time. Everybody was looking at all of this, this stuff we were hearing about Kavanaugh. I've already talked about what's going to happen if it's, you know, for example, Comey, for example. I don't know if it will be her or not. That is where everybody seems to be leaning. But it just seems really interesting what some of the stuff's going to be, because these guys are not going to be able to control themselves. I think most people miss that little point. They're not going to be able to control themselves. That is a definite. It's not a hypothetical. They're not going to be able to control themselves. And in order to do some of this stuff, they've already started doing things like Politico put out an article today, Sticks and Knife, and Dianne Feinstein's back. Because she's against doing away with the filibuster and packing the court. We can't have that, can we, leftists? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
If you remember, Hillary Clinton just a week ago or so told Joe Biden, do not accept the results of the election under any circumstances. But you don't ask her that question, you only ask me the question.
President Trump speaking outside the White House, the president again being asked to clarify his statements regarding accepting the election results, despite concerns of major COVID-19 outbreaks in reopened K-12 school buildings. A new Brown University study suggests a very low risk of transmission among teachers and students who return to in-person instruction. As of September 24th, the data shows a 0.23% confirmed or suspected rate among students, while only 0.51% school staff had confirmed or suspected coronavirus cases. Schools are still being urged to be cautious when they reopen. This is USA Radio News. As protests are expected again on Thursday in Louisville, a 9 p.m. curfew goes into effect in Louisville. Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher says,
"We never had control over what Attorney General or the grand jury would do. We do have control over what happens next in our city. So I'm asking everyone to reject violence and join me in committing ourselves to the work of reform for justice and for equity."
Senator Joe Manchin is calling out his Republican colleagues amid the nomination for a Supreme Court vacancy. On MSNBC, the West Virginia Democrat explains how the Senate in the past has refused to hear other Supreme Court nominations out of respect for the deceased judge.
Merrick Garland. Not only was he not even given a hearing, they didn't even fulfill their obligation, as they're saying now they must fulfill their obligation, to meet and confer. Meet means you sit down and talk to the person. They didn't even have the decency to do that.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. If our media was not a bubbling cauldron of vomit, Grandpa Badfinger would be getting hit with real questions instead of being lobbed some of these little softballs like, some people say Trump is literally Hitler, while others say he's only figuratively Hitler. What kind of Hitler do you think Trump is? But our media is a bubbling cauldron of vomit, and these hacks are never going to ask the crusty crustacean the kind of questions the American people want and need to hear answered, and preferably without them having been pre-screened and typed into a teleprompter. Now, with Ginsburg dying on the eve of the election, which I said a long time ago that she was going to pass away and then things were going to be thrown way out there, for a while no one is going to want to ask him about anything but questions like, just how wrong is it for the guy the people elected to nominate a Supreme Court justice during his term? And they will ignore his answers like, the tennis court is what now? When I play tennis, the kids rub the hair on my legs. They call it macaroni. I was Joe Macaroni, and nobody just messed around with Joe Mac. But there are other questions, important ones, questions like, dude, you're as old as dirt. I mean, you're ancient. You move like the Tin Man after a rain, you know, with an oil ban because of the Green New Deal in effect, and there's no fracking. How do you think you could ever be president? Somebody has to ask him about his manifest physical decrepitude. The guy is rickety, you know, he's quite rickety. You know, he's more rickety than a greased up Jenga tower in the San Andreas Fault. It's a legit question to ask whether he has the physical capacity to perform this gig. And we all see these young and vital guys get inaugurated, and they come out of office looking like Dorian Gray's portrait after he spent a week at Freaknik. The only guy who seems to have defied the ravages of time whilst in the Oval Office is Trump. He seems sleeker. He's more energetic and even more potent than when he beat Pantsuit. And maybe that's because he bathes every day in the healing tears of his leftist enemies. You know, I'm sure somebody wants to say, hey, Gramps, you make Mr. Magoo look like Marilyn Vos Savant. You get lost in your basement breakfast nook. You speak with the bizarre cadence of a 1920s-era Charlie Manson at a coffee house open mic poetry slam. If you aren't senile, what is your excuse and why should we hand you the big red button? Somebody has to ask about the demented donkey in the room. He was obviously boarded the last train to Senilesville, and the only thing that keeps him going is probably Namenda on an IV drip. And I know that seems obvious, but we can't have a senile president, you know. A comatose one, maybe. I'd be listening to those arguments. But one who's baffled by can openers and who channels Elwood P. Dowd? Nah. And you can't just ask him, so some right-wingers are pouncing on your alleged physical and mental decline. Do you need a towel for the drool? Anywho, how do you respond to this blizzard of lies? The decrepitude issue needs to be explored slowly, methodically, and firmly, but it won't be. Because they get agitated and stand up and start yelling that I'm not senile, I'm not you hun-hugging pillow sack. And his fly will be open and nobody wants that. We deserve his answers about his policies too, or rather the policies of the people pulling his strings. You know, a question they could ask him is like, Trump whacked Soleimani and the 80-60 Iran deal, but if you had your way, Soleimani would still be kicking it old school, and the mullahs would be getting FedEx pallets of Benjamins. Under you and Obama, the Middle East peace process was less effective than a bulwark staffer on his wedding night while Trump is closing the deal. Doesn't he deserve credit for doing what you helped botch? Like our entire garbage foreign policy establishment, Biden bought into the idea that if only the Israelis abased themselves to the Palestinian terrorists enough, everything would be cool. Someone ought to ask how he could have been so wrong. Good luck with that. With that one, anyway. And then there's Russia, Russia, Russia. We could ask, Trump has made NATO pay more to defend itself from Russia, sanctioned the Russian Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline, gave lethal aid to Ukraine, and literally killed Russians in Syria. How is Trump Putin's pal, and what worse would you do to Russia? This whole Russian stuff, all of this is just painfully stupid. And I want to know how Butch Biden is going to, how he's going to be more tough than the president. I think that's a fair question. I don't know that he actually has an answer for that one. Probably not, would be my guess if I had to make one. Of course, the Chinese coronavirus is a thing. And there's a whole bunch of questions you can ask there. You say Trump allowed, 200,000 COVID deaths. What number of deaths would have occurred if you were in office? At your CNN town hall, you said no one would have died. Are you still going to go with that one? Or you called Trump's late January ban on flights from China xenophobic because, of course, you did. Would you have ever banned such flights? And if so, when and how many additional deaths would your pathetic lefty virtue signaling have caused? Or you support the BLM slash Antifa protests, but you also support banning church services. Does science teach us that anti-American hate provides immunity to the flu? Or are you just trying to screw with religious normal Americans to give your pinko supporters some jollies? Or we could say, speaking of Antifa, do you believe it exists? And is it a bad thing or a good thing? Or, that cop was good to go for capping that knife-wielding freaking Lancaster riot, or was he morally obligated to let the psycho gut him because America's bad? My favorite, if you defund the police, reimagine the police, who's going to arrest the millions of Americans who own guns you want to outlaw? And how many years in prison should an American citizen who has lawfully had an AR-15 for a decade serve once you make it illegal? Is the reason you want to release actual criminals to make room for these new prisoners for the new gun ownership crimes you intend to create? There are some other issues the media is allowing him to just slide around on, like immigration. We could ask him, during the primary, you said you would support giving free health care to illegal aliens. Why should hardworking Americans pay for their own health care, also pay for doctors for people who broke our laws and should not even be here? And then the follow-up, you support ending border enforcement and the deportation of illegal aliens. What is the number of immigrants you think should be allowed in the U.S.? Or do you think there should be any limit? Is 10 million too many? About right? Not enough? Or we could ask, you've said before you would ban fracking, and now when you really need Pennsylvania, you say you will not ban fracking. But if climate change is an existential threat to existentialness, how can you not sacrifice these million Pennsylvania jobs to save a world, which science smart people like AOC tell us is going to end in 10 years now? John Kerry was famous for being for stuff before he was against it, and that kind of switcheroo is poison, and that's why the mainstream media is not touching it. In fact, after the full release CNN town hall, the media actively covered for his flip-flop, but somebody needs to hold old finger, bad finger to his nonsense, and if he really thinks a slight change in the weather in a century is going to doom us all, then, of course, that means that a few million swing voters need to lose their jobs for the good of the whole, right? We could ask, you're a big fan of believing the science, and I was wondering if you believe that science says a man can become a woman via the magic of wanting to. So, you know, a lot of things we could be asking the Democratic nominee. It's hard to ask any of these people. It seems like his and Harris's strategy is to not campaign. Hasn't that been tried? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision USA.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I've been going to a lot of restaurants here lately, mainly because I'm having to travel a lot to get my back worked on. Everywhere I go in the state of South Carolina, which I have gone nowhere except the state of South Carolina since I have been, since the coronavirus thing's been going on, well, everybody's wearing a mask. In some places where I go, like when I go to a restaurant, they're also wearing gloves. In Columbia, South Carolina, where I go to get my back worked over, it's a little more normal, although people are wearing masks. I haven't quite figured out why it's okay to take the mask off to sit in the restaurant to eat. But, you know, I'm just trying to eat my sandwich. I know some places where you can't touch the drink dispenser, for example, here in South Carolina, you can. There for a while, you couldn't use the restroom. Now you can. One of the things that I find really interesting is that during all of this, the left went from banning plastic to probably tripling the amount of plastic waste generated by restaurants. But that could be a 0.00001% less chance of someone possibly catching the worstest virus ever. So, you know, forget about the environment. I have seen differences. Like, I went into one restaurant in Columbia, then I went into the same restaurant the very next day in Greenville. And, you know, typically the kind of restaurant this is you walk in, you place your order with the young lady at the counter, then you go get your cup for your drinks, and then you go sit down. Thankfully, here I don't have to shout through a plexiglass screen, although I do have to do that at Starbucks, at a grocery store, wherever else. They've got all the shields up all over there. And I have to reach under the screen and let them scan my, you know, my app and all this other stuff. So, One thing about all of this stuff is that I don't think people understand what this personal protective equipment is supposed to, the way it's supposed to be used. Like gloves should be changed, God, 5 or 6 times a day, maybe more. Masks should be changed 3 times a day, depending on how many hours you're working. I think it's every 3 hours. Most people are thinking, while they're wearing these masks, that they can touch them all they want, whether they got gloves on their hands or not. And, everybody's always adjusting their mask. Not that it matters. I've talked about them ad nauseum. And while everybody's doing all this stuff, I see people walking around with masks hanging off of their nose, and, you know, it's their nose is exposed. I see people with them down around their chin. I see some people coming in just not wearing a mask at all. Now, I have a problem with them because I'm breathing carbon dioxide, yeah. And that means that I'm going to have, if I stay masked for like 20 minutes, I'm going to have an asthma attack. That's just a slice of heaven, let me tell you. Now, I'm not trying to bash anybody trying to work right now. But what I'm trying to point out is how supposedly well-meaning COVID restrictions and even restaurants trying to help by going above and beyond, as the gloves seem to be, have turned our reality into a place where the letter of the law or mandate is more important than the common sense or what we get out of it. And this is when we enter the land of stupid. Land of stupid is someplace we should never go. If you told me in 2019 that there would come a day when virtually the entire world would seriously believe that there are absolutely no negatives to wearing a moist, bacteria-laden germ collector on your face and breathing through it all day, I wouldn't have believed it. And yet here we are, where even the esteemed head of the Center for Disease Control is telling people with a straight face that masks are more protective than a vaccine. So at this point, face burkas have become more and more than simply a talisman to encourage the public to venture out and engage the economy. They become a cult. If you dare to question it in any way, and they'll shut you down. I was in a Target store. I saw some kids looking at the cloth masks. I pointed out it would be better to buy the disposable masks because you need to dispose of the mask. You don't need to wear them all day. If you got a disposable mask, you know, wear it 2-3 hours to get change it. This is for your health, you know? Just me pointing that out to them. They looked at me like I was a pariah, and they walked away very disgusted with me. There's been a lot of people trying to put mask articles on Facebook. And, Facebook has this fact checker bot that discovers and flags the post as partly false information. And if you ask why, because big tech has apparently deemed it fit to decide that this is settled science or something like that. Masks work, don't you know, and that's all there is to it. To refute the post, Facebook oddly linked to an article written by healthfeedback.org in May, responding to an entirely different anti-mask post. And it goes through the usual ridiculous model-based studies to prove that mask wearing works, but then it almost notably says this. The post is correct in stating that improper handlings of face masks or cloth coverings creates a risk for infection, as infectious droplets may potentially contaminate the external and internal surfaces. However, this is far from an insurmountable obstacle, as this risk can be minimized by exercising caution when removing the mask. CDC has advised that individuals should wash their hands and avoid touching their eyes, nose, and mouth after removing their mask, and that cloth masks should be regularly washed. Actually have some logoed cloth masks being made as we talk. But if you put aside the other arguments, many if not most of which I've talked about already, and just get real for a second with some good old-fashioned common sense, does anybody sincerely think that most of the public, who are non-medical professionals, handle masks correctly? Just go into the restaurants I've been going into, and you'll see that, or just the people you're passing on the street. And why are you wearing one on the street? People are constantly touching them, adjusting them. They're often dirty. This suggests they aren't being laundered or even daily or even regularly. Most people will hang them from the rearview mirror in their car when they're driving around. In and out of their pockets, they leave them lying around wherever with a little, you know, these are supposed to be biohazards, right? Instead of potentially dangerous droplets falling to the ground where they've fallen for the entirety of human history, we've decided to catch them in one convenient place so they can then be distributed to surfaces that we touch on a regular basis. So in other words, even if correctly using masking work to stop the spread of coronavirus, in theory, and that's not even something I'm even sure is a thing, the practice and subsequent real-world results are an entirely different thing. And this could be why in place after place there's, which has instituted mandatory masking from California to Israel to Peru to Colombia to India to countless others, the virus continues to spread unabated and even faster than in non-mask places, only finishing when it runs its course at 15 to 25% seroprevalence. So, there you have it. Masks are exacerbating the problem for me and for you. Definitely for me. Definitely for me. So, I just love these kind of things because it's not about, you could wear a mask and have it just covering your upper lip and your mouth down and nobody's going to say anything to you. And that's doing nothing. The mask, the surgical masks, they don't do anything. Cloth masks don't do anything. Shields don't do anything. Yet we are all being told, if you'll just do this, but it continues unabated. Coming up next, it's going to be 1911 University with Joe Chambers. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need. We didn't invent concealment. We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.